Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be doing another ship episode, and this time we're focusing on V and Jin, who I found their ship name is Taejin. I didn't know this, I had to look this up.
I actually couldn't think what that would be.
And I didn't think that this was a particularly popular ship. Looking into it, it was a lot more popular than I thought it was. I chose Jin, and I remember when I chose Jin, Lorraine wasn't very happy about it at
all. I'm still not happy about it. She stole my Jin, my first Jin for a ship, and she took it from me. I didn't pick Jin. We had actually discussed before what would happen if we both picked the same member, that we would just take that member out and then pick a new members. But I chose not to pick Jin because I wanted to do it at a time when I had all my focus, and at the minute I feel like I've been a bit all over the shop. So I wanted to hold off Jin for a really big time when I could put in my 100%.
I had a feeling that Lorraine wasn't going to pick Jin, which I think was one of the reasons why it made me choose Jin.
But she stole it, the first Jin moment, and I didn't take her sugar, and I was saving it for the big build-up to the first time I picked Jin, but no, he was taken. I actually went with V, and the reason why I picked V was because I was thinking that you were going to pick one of the younger members, like Jimin or Jungkook, and I was thinking that V would be easy to ship with one of them, and also we hadn't done V, and I thought it'd be quite interesting to do it. I'm kind of really holding out for the Jimin V ship.
Me too, I can't wait for that one.
But yeah, I went with V in the end. As always, we each went off in our own time and did the ship in the way that we do it, and I first started with going all the way back to American Hustle, like I always do, and skimming the series for any V and Jin moments. And to be honest, I didn't find many moments between the two of them. And this moment, what I've picked out, is from American Hustle episode 1. And it's a very short thing. It's right at the very start. And it's an interview with V. And he gets asked, what is hip hop? And V says it's handsome. And then it goes to a very quick clip of V and Jin working out in the gym and lifting weights, and V goes to feel Jin's arms or his muscles as Jin's lifting the weight bar. And even though it's really brief and really quick, I wanted to put this one down because it's quite a touchy moment. And between the two of them, sometimes I do find that they have a lot of these touchy moments, and when they do, I also find it's a lot of time nothing has to be said.
Yeah.
And that's what I find with these two, and points I've tried to pull out. And this one, I think, kind of sums it up.
That's a good one, because I think the same, what you said there. With me, I also went to American Hustle, but I didn't skim the series. I went straight to this episode because I knew that they were partner together.
Yeah, I did look at this episode too, but I couldn't really figure anything out.
And it's episode 7. And it's the part where Jin, V and J-Hope are partnered together to clean a boat. To be honest, I was struggling to find something, but I did find something.
I gave up quickly, though.
It's clutching at straws a bit, though. So what happens is that V, he says he's really happy that he got this team. And Jin asks why. And he says, because both of you guys talk a lot like me. And Jin jokes, saying, you normally talk to yourself, though. And then V goes on to say he just wants to be in a team with J-Hope. And I just thought this was quite funny because it was this playful banter that the two of them had going on.
I do know what you're saying, though, because I do think this is another thing I see between them sometimes, these very brief, playful moments. But I know a lot of the members have it. I know we touched upon it in the last ship with RM and Jimin. But with V and Jin, I sometimes see it in a different way too.
I also thought it was interesting too with this part that V says about wanting to be with some other members that talk a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's almost like him saying their characters are kind of similar in that respect, both like very chatty people, which I also thought was interesting because I always see Jin as more quiet at the start.
Yeah.
He's a lot more louder now, but I think the first sort of series is a lot more quieter. So it shows that the two of them have got this really strong connection with each other, even right back at the very beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
I next looked at Rookie King, and so did Lorraine, and we both had the same episode, but different points.
Yeah.
Which is worrying me slightly because...
Well, we haven't told each other yet what they are.
No.
I just briefly explained mine, and Chloe was like, that's not what I got. I was really taken back, because I thought that was the...
Yeah, I think my point's quite obvious.
Do you?
Yeah, which is what's making me wonder why you didn't notice it.
Yeah.
So I'm just concerned I was skimming it,
and what I did was I just stopped on this part because this was a main interaction between them.
That's like what I did.
That's so weird. I'm like, let's see okay. what it is now.
So June gets a penalty and V looks really excited about this when he sees that the penalty is to do with a prop bat and it's to smack Jin on the bottom with the bat.
Okay.
And yeah, in this moment, I notice V especially looks quite excited about this penalty. Jimin hits him on the bum first and Jin screams and then looks at V, which I think is interesting in this moment. He's the member he turns to look at. And V looks slightly sympathetic, but when it's his turn, he has a lot of fun even hitting him twice. And I just think this is playful, a little sexual because of the penalty that's going on and the interactions between the two of them.
I do remember the penalty of Jin getting hit, but the reason why I think I might have skipped over this without properly watching it is because whenever it's penalties where there's like for instance a hit and like this is and there's more than one member who participates, I kind of brush over it as thinking I'm not going to read into it because they've all got to do this
they
same thing.
They have to do it,
so
yeah.
I think I might have just brushed past that thinking all the members are doing it, so you could read too much into it. But obviously how you've said it, I do find this with Jin and V, the looks exchanged between them. Yeah. And I have a point later on where I explain about a look between them.
I just thought it was interesting because when it was Jimin's turn, there wasn't as much to it. But then when it was V's turn, it was more playful.
Okay, so hopefully, we have got the right episodes because I have episode 7. And mine is a penalty called Tearful Brushing Teeth. And it's Jungkook who actually receives the penalty. But because Jin had to do one for him earlier, it then goes to Jin to do the penalty for Jungkook, and Jin is kneeling on the table brushing his teeth and V reaches out and he's stroking his arm and he starts holding Jin's hand and then V takes over brushing his teeth as well as dabbing Jin's mouth with a tissue and Jin just lets V do this while he's staring at V the whole time while he does this. And I think there's a lot of touchiness to this eye contact, and like I said, it's this unspokenness of how they just get like do it, and I feel like it's a chemistry there. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but when I was watching the two of them, it's obviously the comfortableness, and I know all the members are comfortable around each other, but I felt like it was something a bit different between this moment.
It's interesting you mentioned the eye contact and staring, because that's one of the biggest points I got on this ship.
I get a lot of looks
and stuff like that between them. And it never seems awkward. Like, they almost stare each other down for a long time, and they don't break eye contact. So it's interesting you've picked up on that already.
Yeah. Did you not see this part in the episode then when you were skimming it?
No, I didn't, to be honest.
Actually, this episode, I'm not sure if it, like, the episode, and then there's something else, and then it goes back to them playing in the second room. But it was put on YouTube as one episode, but maybe...
Oh, perhaps I didn't see it.
Or maybe you watched a different one and it was in two parts. I don't know how it works with the Mplay games. I just remember there's they're doing the penalties at the beginning somewhere else, and then something happens, and then they go to a new room. Because I remember when I went to watch back over this.
Because I think all mine was just all in one room.
Yeah, and I remember when I went to watch back over this, I was scared I had the wrong episode. But then I remember it was cut off by something in the middle, and they started again in a different place.
Oh, perhaps that's why, then.
But I can't remember who put this video up, if it was actually, like, Bangtan or something. I can't remember now.
But again, it's interesting that it's the same episode, and it's almost like something secret's going on between them in the same episode.
As long as it is. Next, I looked at BTS Now. This is in Chicago. And this is a very brief clip to mention. But this is further on the point of their stares and looking at each other. And Jin is having a solo photo shoot done when V sticks his head in the camera to interrupt. V is joking as he walks away looking at Jin. And Jin is smiling at V's behaviour. So it's just this looks between them. The stares, the smiles, and again, nothing said, just something about the way they interact in these moments of not having to say anything, but just you can tell from a look. And so that's why I just wanted to mention this one.
Yeah, I just find it so interesting to see that you're picking up on the same things that I picked up on.
Yeah.
And I always find that.
And we actually didn't talk one thing about this ship, not anything.
And I found that every ship we've done, we've always picked up on the same points. So I just find it so interesting. That's why I like doing the ship episodes.
I wonder if that'll continue, though, that we keep picking up. I wonder.
I also looked at some of the run episodes, and I started with episode 1 only because I could remember this scene. I didn't go through all the run episodes. And in episode 1, there's the tickling challenge, holding water in the mouth.
Hey, that's what I thought, but I put episode 2.
Oh, yeah, technically it is 2. You're right, because episode 1 is the intro. Yeah, no, Lorraine's right on this one. It is episode 2.
Because I looked at the runs also, and I said to Chloe, I've got run episode 2, and she said, I've got run episode 1, and I wonder what you had in one episode. No. I thought it was some kind of like something they should have.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, there's an intro one. So yeah, you're right, it's episode 2.
I've got run episode 2.
Okay, so we've got the same one then, have we?
Yeah, we've got the same one. It's the best man patience test.
Yeah.
As soon as she started saying that, and it was like a bit more, I was like, I've got gins a bit more. Continue explaining. I think we've basically got the same point here.
Okay, so Jin spits wort in V's face. Then when they face off together, they are both spitting wort to each other. And I just think this moment shows how close they are and that they can get away with something like this. Because you have to be pretty close to be able to confidently spit water in somebody's mouth.
Yeah, I did think the same thing. And I've also got the note for the same reason. In the runs, I also found something in run episode 9. This is the bungee jump episode. And when it comes to Jin, he jumps first. And I noticed that when he jumps, the camera goes to V. And he's really looking, like, staring, looking amazed. And he can't stop looking. And after V's jump, when he goes to Jin and Jungkook, who are standing down there, Jin puts his hand on V to feel his heartbeat. And I just think the moment when V's looking, I know all the members are looking at members when they jump, but I think there's something in the way V stares. I'm telling you, I saw it in this moment. I just saw just the way he was looking. And it's only on Jin's jump that I saw this. I was watching more of the episode, not just skimming it. I was trying to see like some of the other reactions to other members just to have a comparison. But I felt like in this moment, it was really fixed on V's reaction to Jin. Like I said, when he comes down, it's another touching moment where he's feeling V, and Jungkook is also there, but it's Jin who's feeling V. And then I looked at run episode 19, and this is the episode of bowling, and it's all the members versus Jungkook, and then it's Jin, V and Jungkook versus Jimin, Sugar, RM and J-Hope. So I think you remember the episode, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't pick out a specific part because what I felt like, I watched this, basically this entire episode, I tried to watch it all, maybe skimming here and there on bits. And I just felt like through the most of this episode, V and Jin are really close. They're sat a lot by each other. They're very touchy-feely. A lot of time V has his arm like around Jin and there's a lot of body contact between them, and it was like I couldn't pick out one specific point to write down because they're brief interactions, but I feel like it's consistent throughout the episode. Like there's just this close touchiness between the two of them throughout the whole thing. So I just want to note this overall episode as one that I find that is particularly close in body.
I'm so surprised at how close they are. I mean, I say that, I know all seven members are really close.
Yeah.
But I never put these two down as, like, particularly, like, the standout pair.
Well, when we picked them out, I thought, oh, there's going to be nothing here. Like, nothing came to my mind.
That's why I'm surprised.
And the only thing I think of, like, was, I could even think they're not paired together that much. Even when I started looking into this, I was thinking, where do I start? Because I can't remember them really being paired together very much. But there's actually stuff if you really look into it.
As a gym bias, did you notice?
No, I didn't.
I just find it so unusual because I feel like you're kind of blind to these things until you look at it, like in
really
this sort
was.
Of way.
Yeah, I never noticed it before, really didn't.
I've got run episode 37, and I think this is the episode where they're playing games. I didn't actually write down, unfortunately, what happens in this episode overall. But there's a part where Jin wins the first game, and so then he gets to decide the order of play for the next game.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Yeah, I do remember.
They're in a hotel room.
I do remember it. I really remember.
And this moment, V gets closer to Jin and raises his eyebrows at him a bit seductively in hopes to get picked. V's the only member really staring at him at this point. And Jin asks the last two, who are V and Jimin, to show their personal talent or act cute. And V jumps up on his feet and starts moving his hips and bringing his crotch, and I'm not joking, closer to Jin. Like, when I watched this moment before, I didn't see it like that. I saw it as a little playful move.
Yeah.
But when I was watching it, it looked sexual to me. And even Jimin tells V to stop it, which I also thought was interesting. And in this moment, Jin looks embarrassed, but very happy. And I like this moment because I never know which way to look at ships because I don't follow ships. But if I was looking at it more in a romantic way, yeah, this would definitely be on that list, I think.
I'm sure I remember the episode, but I remember just skimming over this part thinking there wasn't going to be nothing to it, so I actually didn't watch the scene. The next thing I thought to look at was Eat Gin, since this is a ship including gin. And even though it couldn't come to my mind that V was particularly on many Eat Gin, I knew he had been on a couple, but if I had to pick a member where I'd think I might find something, it would be with Jimin, because I think Jimin has done more Eat Gins than anyone. But this one is the first live Eat Gin on V Live, and V appears a few times in the episode. I think that we see a playful side between the two. V is eating Jin's food, and later he calls Jin a pig. And Jin says, "Why did he have to call me a pig?" and laughs and says, "Whatever, he's my cute little bro." And lastly, later, V gives Jin some coke. And Jin had previously said that he doesn't drink when eating. And then V says, "If you don't drink, then I'll take it back." And he takes it back. And I just think a lot through this episode, even though they're very brief and very short things, and maybe not much to them, I just think it's this playful between the two of them in the episode, the comfortableness.
I actually completely forgot about this Eat Gin. I know exactly what you're talking about, because he does keep coming in, and I remember thinking it was cute and funny when we watched it, but I actually completely forgot about this one.
This was the only one that I could really think of when I was thinking back. I knew there was one, but it actually took me a while to find which one it was. I could remember what happened in it, but I could not remember which episode it was, and I actually had to go back and listen to our Eat Gin season 1 to find out where it was.
I also wanted to talk about an Eat Gin, because I thought there might be a moment, but like I said, I couldn't remember that one, so I just looked on YouTube to see if there was another Eat Gin with V in, and I found this one, which we discussed last time we discussed season 2 of Eat Gin, and it's numbered 161227. And in this one, V's not there for the show, he's just there, like he's not a guest. And V comes to sit next to Jin, drawing the Eat Gin, so he's eating his own stuff.
I think it's the one where he says it's about the noodles. Yeah, I remember. I actually did look at this episode, but I didn't see anything.
Well, you know, first of all, I didn't see anything either. I never saw anything when we watched it.
Yeah.
But when I looked back over it closely, there's one part which I thought was really interesting. And so there's a moment where V wipes his hand on Jin's top, because he's got it's probably dirty or he's got food on it. So he wipes his hand on Jin. And Jin, in this moment, he looks down. He looks a bit alarmed. You think he's going to say something like he normally does.
Yeah.
And have a go at him. But then he says nothing. And then V gives this devilish grin, almost to say, "I've got away with that." And just knowing what Jin's like, how he acts with other members, I can just picture if Jungkook did
he'll say something.
And in this moment, it almost, you can see it going through Jin's head, where he's thinking, "I can't believe he's done that," but then he's like, "Oh well, I'll let him off."
That's a good move, actually.
And it's so quick, you could so easily miss it. Like, I didn't see it. And it's just in this moment where I realise that V seems to be the member who can get away with things with Jin.
Yeah.
I mean, Jin's known for his scolding moments, funny moments with the other members. But I can't really remember many moments where he's doing that towards V.
Well, I didn't really see any.
No, not as often, compared to the other members. So it is almost like V's got this, special parts where he can get away with things. I also wanted to mention the harangue song that they sang together, because I thought that this was a good bonding moment between the two of them. And there's a performance they do, and it's called BTS Prom Party Performance, where the two of them sing on stage, singing this song. I do remember showing you this, but quite a while ago, back when we were watching the harangue series. They're just basically on stage singing the song. But I wanted to mention this because you don't really see the two of them singing together, and I just think that their voices complement each other perfectly. And in this performance, what I really love is the way they just stare each other through the performance. We were talking about them constantly staring at each other. And I think when it comes to performances, I think that's when I notice it the most, the looking that they do in performances. But they just look so comfortable and happy all the time, and almost flirty and playful sometimes as well.
I keep wanting to look at something on this stage. I'm glad you thought of that, because I didn't think about it, but I just find it's easier for me just to go to the series, because it's just what comes to mind.
Yeah,
but I keep trying to think of if there's something like a song or performance, because I know that they're very close in them and they do a lot of things in there that you would miss and maybe want to look back at, but nothing ever comes to mind to look at.
Yeah, well, there is one example of them looking at each other which you wouldn't have seen, which I can show you actually in a moment because it's okay. Very short. And it's a performance where they're singing Pied Piper, and it almost looks like there's so much sexual tension between the two of them, the way they're looking at each other, especially V, who's like looking at him with so much longing, and they do not break eye contact once, and neither of them are awkward. And honestly, it goes on a bit. They're both singing, looking at each other, and, well, I'll have to show you.
Yeah, I'll see what I make of it when I look at it.
I've got another performance, and it's the Blood, Sweat and Tears performance. They don't do this in the music video, only on the live performances they do. And it's at the very end. Do you know when V kind of turns into that, you could say, devil character at the end of the Blood, Sweat and Tears? Yeah. It's a part where V, he's... I'm trying to explain it more to Lorraine because I'm not sure if you'll remember this performance. I showed it to you, but... ages ago.
You know, so what my memory's like, not very good with my memory, but I've watched back over these things.
So in the music video, there's a part where V shows his back and he's got
the wings.
Yeah,
I remember the wings.
Yeah, so they kind of do that on the stage, and yeah. So V's got his back to the audience, and he wraps his arms around Jin, and he's touching his chest. He moves his mouth to Jin's neck. It's very like hot sort of sexual scene going on. And I just find that both expressions from both of them are so intense. And it just shows how good acting skills they both have as well. Because I noticed the two members, they have a lot of interest in acting, one of them. Because V acts in Harang. Jin has said loads of times that he wanted to, be an actor. Yeah, before BTS. And they're both acting so well in this moment, but I also sense there's some realness because I can't imagine other members doing it as intense.
Convincing.
Yeah, and convincing. Yeah, exactly.
I do know the performance and I know the moment you're talking about, but I can't picture to mind exactly how it is.
Yeah.
I have to rewatch it because I think I've only seen it the one time when we saw it way back then.
But talking about common interests too, they're both into gaming as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... they're two of the members, when you think about it a bit more, that do share quite a lot of interest.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that before. But I remember watching that one episode where they do play those games online. I was trying to see if I could find something from that because I was thinking they all do compliment V a lot. But the thing is, all the members do it. But yeah, I didn't think about it before. They are both into it.
Yeah.
The last thing I looked at was Bon Voyage because I always look at Bon Voyage. And I looked at all three seasons. But from memory, I couldn't think that there was going to be much there because thinking of pairings... and they actually are not paired together. It's something kind of new about. There was only one time that came to me in my head of them, and it's when V joins them in Malta and they're on speedboats. I think I told you. And looking back over it, that was about the one time that they actually were together. They're barely ever partnered any other time. So I did think it was going to be hard, but still I skimmed the whole three seasons to see what I could find. Yeah. Obviously, I didn't sit through great things. But there was this one thing, and I was telling Chloe about it today, that I was really shocked and surprised that I came across because I was just skimming tiresomely through these seasons. And there's this one moment, it's in season 2, episode 2, and all the members are sat at a riverbank just resting, and Jin gets up and tries to give a crew member V's bag. And when I sat through this clip first, I didn't think anything. And it was, I remember that. It was because of this clip with just seeing Jin and V that I went back and watched it again. And then Jimin tells V what Jin's doing, and V says, "What are you doing?" And then the camera goes off of them and it goes to J-Hope. He's on the phone to RM because this is the part where RM's lost his passport and he's getting it sorted, do you remember? Yeah. All the way while J-Hope is on the phone call with RM, you then notice, and I've never noticed this before, I only noticed it this moment going back over, you see Jin in the background and he's crouched behind V, bending over, hugging him the whole way through J-Hope's phone call. You just see it like, it's not even like the camera's focused on J-Hope in the call. That's what the actual scene is. But you just see behind. And obviously it's V must be apologising for taking the bag or going over to talk about taking the bag. But he's just holding him, hugging him from behind the whole time that V has just sat there on the floor. And I didn't notice it. I mean, I didn't notice it when we watched it. I didn't notice it when I... rewatched this, and then it was only because I thought it was a gin there for a minute. I'll go back and I'll just double check this. And then I saw that in the background, and I was really shocked at myself that I saw it. And it was the only thing that I got from all the Bon Voyages. That's a
really good spot.
But yeah, it was the one thing I was quite happy with, because it's something that you, a detail you'd never pick up on, because the camera's not really focusing on them at all. They're just in the background.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and I really liked it. And like I said, it's a lengthy time, like, to hug someone. And it was over just, like I said, it must be to do with him taking the bag. It's a very small thing to go over and to hug him for that length of time.
That's so interesting. I'm going to have to go look it up.
I'm going to have to look this up afterwards.
So that was all I got from the Bon Voyage.
I've also got Burn the Stage for series, and it's the one focusing on V and Jin's argument. And I wanted to mention the argument in this ship.
I thought you'd have this down. I looked at it, but I couldn't find the words. And I was thinking you'd definitely have it, because this is a big thing I remember with them.
It's one of the first things I thought of with the ship. And although it is an argument, you can get a lot from this argument, I find. You can see, for one, how much the argument affected both of them, because they care so much for each other. I mean, V was even crying. Yeah. And you only get so upset in an argument if you really care for the person. Yeah. And also, the way they resolved it was good to see too, because it was a whole lengthy episode, pretty much, about them resolving this argument. And even though there was a bit of interruption from Jimmy going on, they wanted to both talk and settle it to each other. Yeah. I think there's a few comments where they're saying, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
So even though it was an argument, you can just see from this that they're just so close they care about each other so much.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did put it down, because like I said, it crossed my mind that it should be in the ship, because I was thinking, this is one thing from the two of them I can clearly remember. I won't forget it, but I just couldn't quite find the way to word it up. But I think you've done it better.
I also have something that I know Lorraine hasn't seen before, and it's at the Golden Disc Awards 2020. And the reason why I've got this note is because when I look online, when I first looked online for this ship, a lot of armies mention this moment.
Oh, okay.
So I never really thought much of it until I saw other armies discussing it. It was like the thing I saw everywhere when I was looking at this ship. So,
I still never do that. I still don't look it up.
No, normally what I do is I look at those fan-made videos because I don't like skimming things.
I have to skim it. I have but to get my
own.
Sometimes
I find it's a bit of a cheat. So I will
skimming is, I sometimes get that. I get through skimming like 10 videos and I start to think to myself, oh,
but it's exciting
skimming.
When you actually find something.
Well, that's
like
that
you did.
I got really excited about that.
I mean, there's been a few occasions where I've discovered something and I've been really excited when I've seen it. But yeah, this one I did see come up quite a bit, and it's a moment where he falls over on the stage, and right at this moment Jin also goes down on the floor, so V's not alone and doesn't feel embarrassed by it. And Jin doesn't even second think. He just goes straight down on the floor, and he's got white trousers on as well. And I just think this is just a nice moment, really, because when you look at it, you can see V's actually very embarrassed about tripping over. And it's just so sweet, really, that V copies and does the exact same thing. Jin copies and does the same thing, goes down on the floor. Yeah. So it looks like the two of them both fallen over. And I do think this is a very sweet moment. I can see why armies love this moment for what Jin
does. It
does
sound really good.
Summing up this ship, I found this ship very easy to find footage, actually. I thought it was going to be a lot harder, but as soon as I got working on it, I was finding it so easily compared to the other ships we've discussed. And it's the first ship we focused on where I am leaning more towards the romance side, which I actually find really interesting and exciting, really finding these pieces. Obviously, there may not be anything there. It's just their sort of personalities. Yeah. But I think to imagine these kind of things, I kind of understand a little bit why ships are very exciting and fun for certain people that follow them, especially when you see moments like what we have. V is a very flirty person, and Jin seems to be used to it. Like what you said right near the beginning, he just allows it without saying anything. Yeah. It's just this silence between the two of them, and it's all okay. They are very comfortable with each other and not awkward at all, especially when it comes to eye contact and personal touching. I've seen a more flirty side of Jin too, which I haven't seen much with other members. I usually see more of a playful, brotherly side, especially when we look at Jonggu, who I normally pair the two up because it's such a strong friendship. But with V, it's different. It's almost like this flirtiness with him. And like I said, I don't really see that at all with the members. They also both clearly care deeply for each other, which we've seen with like the argument, for instance, and have similar personalities. Even V said himself, they're both very chatty, they're both confident and playful, and they share common interests too. And I just find this ship hot, really. I find it hot and fun, and I really enjoyed doing this ship. It was one of my favourites, actually.
I think you summed it up really well. I think I found a pretty much similar thing to you. I find that there's a really strong connection between them. Definitely an unspoken thing where they don't have to say anything. I see that all the time with them. It's just so clear that they're comfortable without having to say a single word. And I think that's something special.
The two biggest points I got from that was that and the comfortable eye contact. And there were two points you picked up right away. Yeah, so it's obvious. Like,
telling you about when I started this ship, I actually started it before Chloe, but I took a long pause and then went back to it. I remember telling you, I think I see something like in the ship already, but I hadn't really looked at much. And then what I saw was that...
you get it very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. And I think I'd only looked at like two or three things when I noticed it. And I think at the time I was really surprised with this ship because in my head originally when we picked out the two, I was thinking it's going to be a really hard ship. There's not going to be nothing there. Nothing comes to mind. And as soon as I started, I remember being really surprised and thinking, I better not count out yet. I know I did that with the RM and Jimin ship. I remember the whole way through that ship complaining to Chloe that this is going to be an awful ship because there's nothing. And there was something.
That cuteness. It's different.
It was different, but it was there. And with this one, I didn't want to go in with that attitude just because I thought, I haven't seen nothing in the past. I'm never looking in the past.
Yeah.
Even I knew we had this ship and we were watching runs, because it's the first time I've seen it and I'm focusing on like the actual episode, I wasn't looking for the ships. And you know, in the future there might be something else because you're not really looking for it at the time.
I just think it's so odd because we've seen so much footage with BTS and it's only when we're actually looking at it with different eyes looking for this ship that we see different things.
I would never have noticed before. I didn't notice before. So I really enjoyed doing this ship. I thought it was a pleasant surprise and I'm happy with what I found and and especially since I feel like we found the same thing
again,
really.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy with that.
Next, we're discussing Festa 2016.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.